know, I love this room. It reminds me so much of a kitchen.
Waldo, this is a kitchen.
Just need to exercise. Everybody wants to exercise. If you want to exercise, get Arnold Schwarzenegger or somebody. Need me to exercise. I'll take
it. Dad? You okay?
No, I'm not. Kids, take a look at me. How would you describe my physique?
Big bone.
Husky?
Wide load.
What do you know?
I know this is a kitchen.
Lieutenant Murtaugh chewed me out today. He said I was out of condition, and he wants me to meet him down at the police gym for a serious workout at 5:30 sharp.
But it's only 4 o'clock, Dad.
I know. I'm gonna stop for some waffles on the way.
Hey, you wanna come hang out with this kid stuff?
I'm gonna stay right here and enjoy the fact that I am momentarily Urkel-less.
You know, I hardly recognize you without him.
That's because he's usually buzzing around me like the world's nerdiest net. And the cute guys shun me like the plague because they don't want to put up with the UAF.
UAF?
Urkel annoyance factor.
No, Laura. Hang in there. Your dream guy can walk into your life when you least expect it.
Now, you two be home by midnight.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Another tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Days go by.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Hey, Urkel, who's the new kid?
Oh, this is Lowell. He's an orangutan, Pongo Pygmaeus. This is my best bud, Edo.
Hey.
This is Waldo. In evolutionary terms, he's a few million years behind you. Creature is my raison d'être, ma belle par amour fantastique. Alara.
Steve, where did you get Lowell?
The behavioral sciences lab. I'm trying to find out why dogs always look relieved when you come back home.
But what has that got to do with Lowell?
This afternoon, I found out that Lowell is scheduled to undergo extremely dangerous research. Testing discount parachutes. So Lowell and I skedaddled.
You two waltzed right out of there today in broad daylight?
Well, Lowell did, but they detained me for 5 minutes for looking suspicious. Come on, Lowell. We have to get you back in the basement before Ma and Pa Urkel get home.
Time out, Steve. How long do you think you can keep an orangutan in your basement?
till Monday when the bank's open. Then I'll get all my cash out and buy Lowell from the laboratory and then donate him to the zoo.
But what if you get caught before then?
Well, that's a risk I've got to take. Lowell's my friend, and friends help each other. I mean, I was just picturing Lowell jumping from that Cessna at 10,000 feet with a cut-rate parachute. Thank you, Lowell. So until Monday morning, Lowell and I are on the land.
I'm late, sir, but I got held up in traffic.
Don't lie to me, Winslow. I smell syrup on your breath.
I just had one waffle, sir.
Sure, it starts with one waffle, then it's two, then three. Before you know it, you need Vaseline and a shoehorn to get into your squad car.
Sir, can we get on with this? I'd like to go home. I have a family.
Sergeant, this treadmill is the secret to my incredible physique. Thanks to this treadmill, I was able to chase down Nitro Newton, the Boston bomber. Made me a hero. Wouldn't you like to be a hero? Instead of just eating them?
You know, I object to that crack, sir. You outrank me, but you do not have the right to treat me with disrespect.
I don't.
Sir, I don't mind exercising, but no more jokes about my weight, okay?
Fine. Now get on this treadmill. Both of you.
Congratulations. You're about to exercise on Altrea, the automated linguistic treadmill.
Talk to me, baby.
Please state your personal code name now.
Personal code name?
It starts you on your individual program. I recommend you use mine. It'll help you get in shape pronto.
Please state your personal code name now.
Stallion.
Stallion.
Little nickname I picked up during a moment of passion when I was young and alone.
Hope to compare? Yeah? Well, just remember, I got dibs. Go find your own girl. Now we have to be very careful how we wake Laura. Why, finding you here unannounced would be a shock to anyone's system. But Laura is especially delicate. Why, her little bird heart can only take so much shock.
Steve!
Whoa!
What are you doing here?
My dad ordered me to get rid of Lowell. He found out I was hiding him out in the house.
How?
Well, Lowell got a hold of my dad's credit card and ran amok on the home shopping network. He bought three gold chains, a refrigerator, and a ceramic liter of vino. Okay, but can Lowell crash here tonight?
No.
Please? Please? Please?
one night. But you have to promise you'll have Lowell out of here before breakfast.
Deal.
Now I have to figure out where Lowell's gonna sleep.
One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, there's your hush money. Now I expect the both of you to keep your lips zipped about the ape in Laura's room.
Red alert, red alert. Lowell's gone. He's loose in the house. Oh. Let's split before he wants his money back.
Coffee. I need coffee.
What's with you?
I just had the worst nightmare of my whole life.
What? That you had to move out and pay rent?
No. See, I was out on this date with Denzel Washington, and he kept begging me to kiss him. So I puckered up and closed my eyes, and he planted one on me. But when I opened my eyes, it wasn't Denzel. It was some ugly-looking ape.
Rachel, you got to stop eating those meatball sandwiches before bed. They're messing you up bad.
You're right, Harriet. I have enough trouble with men when I'm awake. Harriet, the coffee's not doing it. I'm calling a doctor.
Morning, Carl. I made you French toast. Okay, then I'll make waffles.
Congratulations, you're exercising on Altrea. State your personal code name now.
Stallion.
State your personal code name now.
Stallion.
State your personal code name now.
Stallion, the code name is Stallion.
Please enter the number of minutes you...
Hello, Myrtle. You recognize this voice? It's me, Nitro Newton, the Boston Bomber. You bragged about being such great shape when you busted me last month. Said the treadmill was my downfall. Well, this treadmill will be your downfall. I put a bomb in it, Myrtle.
A bomb?
That's right, a bomb. You understand, Myrtle? You're gonna blow up the second you step off this machine.
What?
You're an arrogant, pompous jerk, Murtaugh. And now you're gonna die.
I'm not Murtaugh. I'm Winslow. You're blowing up the wrong guy.
Keep walking, Murtaugh. You'll be blown to bits.
Help! Help me! Help!
What's the matter, Carl?
Listen, we're all cops in this room, right?
Right!
I mean, we stick together, right?
Right!
Good! Because there's a bomb in this machine! Thank you, fellow officers! Chomorsky, call the bomb squad, okay?
I'm on my way. You want me to get Lieutenant Murtaugh in here?
Chomorsky, if this bomb goes off, it'll kill anybody who's in the room with me. Get him in here. Okay, just stay calm. I can walk forever. I feel good. I feel great. I'm gonna die!
came as soon as I heard.
Is the bomb squad on the way?
No, all the bomb units are busy.
All of them? How come?
The Middle East peace conference is in town.
What? Shouldn't you keep walking? Listen, I gotta catch my breath. Listen, let's switch places without stopping. That way we can trade off until the bomb squad gets here.
I don't know. I don't have the right shoes on, and plus I had a very heavy lunch.
Get on this bed now!
You know, this thing is really moving.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. It's not good to start at a very high speed.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, I could get a cramp.
Oh, a cramp. Right here. Wait,
Lieutenant. Oh, I can't. Oh, it hurts. It hurts. We gotta take places. Get... Darn the luck.
Listen, you're gonna have to try to disarm the bomb ourselves.
Okay.
Can you get the top off the console?
Yeah. There's a screwdriver blade in my Swiss Army knife. You know, my brother was a demolitions expert in the United States Marine Corps.
Oh, really? Well, I wish he was here.
No, I think we're better off without Stumpy.
Oh, there's enough explosives in there to level the entire building.
Yeah, Carl, I'm feeling a little faint.
Don't worry, Lieutenant. You'll be fine. Just concentrate on the bomb.
Really?
How many wires are there?
Three. Red, blue, and yellow.
You don't want to pull?
No, but tell me you know. I really want you to tell me that, please.
The yellow one.
All right. How do you know?
Red, we're dead. Blue, we're through. Yellow, we're mellow.
Well, how do you know it isn't yellow, we're jello, blue, we're goo, red,
we're... Don't just pull the wire!
Carl, we're not dead.
No, sir.
Oh, but we sure came close.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on not fainting, sir.
Thank you. How did you know which wire to pull?
I didn't. I guessed.
Great guess.
Down and take a nap.
I don't need to, Harriet.
But you were almost blown up. I mean, that had to affect you.
Not me. I am a trained professional. Stress doesn't affect me one iota. Maybe just a little nap, Harriet. Wake me just before Christmas. Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.